Bible may say Messiah. It's the same word, different language. He is our King, our Lord. We sing, we worship. Joy to the world, for the Lord has come. If your answer echoes Peter's, there is implications to that. And so we jump ahead. No, we don't jump ahead. We carry on. And so with that, Jesus starts to tell his disciples this. Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, this is Mark 8:31, and experts in the law, and be killed, and after 3 days risen again. He spoke openly about this. So Peter, just pause there, Peter, the man who had just said, you are the Christ, you are the King, you are the Lord, you are my Savior. Peter took him aside and began to tell him off. Rebuke him. You are the King, but I am going to tell you how to be the King. We're pretty good at that. We live in a democracy and we like to tell our leaders what to do. A kingdom is not a democracy. The King is in charge. Jesus, you are the Christ. So what does Jesus do? But after turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. You are not setting your minds on God's interest, but on man's. You are not setting your mind on God's interest, but on man's. So this one's not a share one. This one maybe just think to yourself. If you have declared Christ, Jesus as the Christ, if you have answered as Peter has answered, do you then presume to tell the King how to be the King? If I'm honest, at times I am guilty of that. For some reason I think I have experience at doing what Jesus does, and I would like him to tailor his action and work to suit my lifestyle. But that is not the case. We are the servants and he is the King. And so Jesus doesn't stop there telling Peter off. He then draws the crowd in, and along with his disciples, he gives them this message, and he reminds them of their place and who he is. So this is, we pick up in verse 34. Then Jesus called the crowd along with his disciples and said to them, if anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel will save it. We come at this time of year, this worship season, as Philip reminded us last week, and we want to put Jesus at the center of who we are and what we focus on. But how we answer the question, who do you say that I am, deeply impacts the way in which we engage. The right answer is Peter's answer. You are the Christ. Those figures from history that gave little bits and pieces, don't match that. Their answers are found wanting if they do not sit as you are the Christ. My hope is that as you talk to each other, as you shared, as you invite people into your homes, it is evident that your answer is, Jesus, you are the Christ. It should impact the way in which we go about doing things. Cool. I'm going to illustrate this in another way. So, I need volunteers. I'm hoping maybe Anchor Kids volunteers. Oh, Rafe, yes. Sweet. Okay. Cool. You're going to come stand here. Excellent. We're going to need someone else to help Rafe. Do you want to pick someone? Doesn't have to be another kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I was going
to
say you could choose, actually.
Oh,
Do you want to wear it or do you want your dad to wear it?
Dad.
Okay, so when he puts them on, everyone kick him. No, I'm just kidding. So you need to put it on. Oh, actually, wait, you need to see this first. Okay, so your guys' task is to draw this shape. Okay? So do you want to just bob down for a second, Richard? So they need to draw this shape, okay, and we'll see how good they do, but bigger and in there. So simply what you need to do, Richard, is you are the drawer with your eyes, with your special goggles that help you draw better. That's why you got safety glasses. So you can stand up now if you need to. And Rafe, you have to help your dad. You can't touch the board, you can't touch him. You just need to tell him what to do. And it has to be quick, because he's not going to draw. If I asked you to draw a fern, you probably could.
Right?
Start there.
Start there.
Go down. Stop. Across. Left. Stop. Down. Right.
Say when.
Keep going. Faster. Down. Yep.
Stop.
Across. Yeah. Up.
Say when.
Keep going. Right. Up.
Man.
Left.
Say when.
When.
Up. When to stop.
Cross. Left. Yeah, I'll stop.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. That's actually really good. Well, it is, actually. So you kind of go, well done, Rafe, and what's your name? Richard. that's actually a way better. So Luke's looking at me. Do you remember what our cross looked like? So you might be going, what the heck is this all about? I'll just come stand here so you guys over there can see it better. So at Christianity Explored, one of the topics was Jesus' identity, who do you say that I am? And what we got, we did it a little bit differently for the sake of time, which probably made it easier. But also I know that Rafe's a very learned scholar in all things to do with the cross, which is why he did a good job here. But we actually got, so we had eight of us, and we took turns being blindfolded, and we took turns being the instruction giver. And our cross ended up, I don't know, looked like this and looked, you know, it was just all over the place because we had to draw one line each at a time. And it just looked a mess. And the reason I wanted to do this again today and to draw your attention to it is that if we stand and sit and we engage with Jesus through the lenses of the other people around us, the world around us, the opinions of men, and we fail to, with eyes wide open, open the Word of God, take care and intention in discovering who He is and figuring it out. That's not to say that you can't find truth and be encouraged and strengthened through the fellowship, but we need to be discerning, we need to be wise, we need to be open to the right kind of advice. But if I ask Richard to do that with his eyes open, maybe you'd draw a better cross? But the idea being that we have been given revelation in the scripture. Jesus is very clear about who he is and what he is about, and he agrees with Peter. He is the Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the salvation of men. Oh, thanks. It's a good thing you're here today, Aaron. And so I want to read a couple more quotes from Christian men who, from different walks of life, and what they have to say is challenging for us today. So this first one is if a man who was merely a man said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would be a lunatic, on a level with the man who says he is a poached egg. Or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit on him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about him being merely a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. That is C.S. Lewis. And then another man, I need to find this, from China, Watchman Nee, has said, God will answer all our questions in one way and one way only, namely by showing us more of his Son. Who do you say that Jesus is? That is the question that he has been asking of everyone since he came. Our hope is that you would answer in the way that three people are going to answer today. And that is my challenge to you as you go into the worship season. How do you view Jesus? How do you view the cross? And his question resonates. Who do you say that I am? I'm going to invite Daryl up now.
Come to the time of baptism. Baptism is a